It's time now for the Gospel Mailbox. Gospel Mailbox is a question and answer program. If you'd like to contact us, you may contact us via post, P.O. Box 2364, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37409. Or you may call us at 423-544-0623. Or you may contact us via the internet at www.gospelmailbox.org. That's one word, www.gospelmailbox.org. The Gospel Mailbox is also the radio voice of a related group of ministries, the Tennessee Sunjado Crusade Team, the Sanctified Slam Poetry Contest, and the Barabbas Project Music Group. And now, today's program, The Gospel Mailbox. Well, neighbor, welcome to another edition of the Gospel Mailbox. I'm your host for the day, Brother Donnie Bryson. Well, we're getting into another poetry season this year. Sixth annual Sanctified Slam Poetry Contest will be held at the John A. Patton Recreation Center. That's December the 1st. December the 1st at 7 p.m. There's absolutely no entry fee, no admission charges. But now there is a $50 first place prize, and the top three contestants will be broadcast. Their rendition of their poetry will be broadcast on this program that following Sunday. I think that's December the 3rd. But we're also, too, just to set the stage a little bit for the contest, we're going to talk a little bit today about why art is so important in church. And when I say art, I mean all art. That's not just the drawing kind of art. But art is very important in the economy of God. For one thing, it's a real powerful way to proclaim the gospel. I would refer anybody to Chuck Colson's article about Bach's Fifth Gospel, where Brother Colson tells about how Bach's cantatas have shown up in some of the oddest places preaching the gospel. For example, they found some of Bach's cantatas that made it all the way to Japan. And Japan was a closed mission field, and yet they would get together and sing about Jesus. And it was a way for the gospel to get out. Another important thing about art is that you can sugarcoat the message with art. Just in the natural, anybody who's read Jonathan Swift's Gulliver's Travels, it's real easy to read that and not realize how much of a indictment that was against the society at the time. And Jonathan Swift used that artistic device of satire and irony to bring an indictment against the world around him. In fact, if he had just bluntly said what he was going to say, chances are Jonathan Swift would have been executed. Same way with Charles Dickens. Charles Dickens brought an indictment against the industrial age that he lived in, the heartless age where people were just considered to be whatever you could use them for. And Charles Dickens used that device of the novel to bring that indictment. But more important than that, if you remember the story about Nathan the prophet and King David, of course, King is the quintessential 800-pound gorilla. And Nathan had something really hard to tell King David. Shacking up with Bathsheba and killing Uriah the Hittite was evil. But the way that Nathan approached it was in a little story, a little short story. And he told the little short story to King David to sugarcoat the message. And he already had him before David knew what hit him. Nathan already had him, and that's the way a lot of art does when it's used in the right way. Ansel Adams said, there's always two people in every picture, the photographer and the viewer. And that holds true for nearly every piece of art. I don't care if it's a short story. I don't care if it's a poem or if it's a piece of music. the performer gets involved in the artwork. The listener or reader or whatever viewer gets involved in the artwork. And they work their way through everything. And they more or less in their mind recreate the art in their mind. And that's really where art actually deals it. Where it exists is in the mind of the person who's experiencing it. So, I said all that to say this, is that, and this is why I think that art is so important in the economy of God. I don't care if it's singing, if it's writing music, if it's writing short stories, if it's writing poetry, if it's drawing pictures, whatever. This is why I think art is so important in the economy of God, is that it gets everybody involved with producing that piece of art. It gets everybody involved in actually thinking about the things of God. Psalm 77:12 says, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Psalms 143:5 says, I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands. So, one of the most important uses of art in the economy of God, like I said, is that it gives everybody the opportunity to meditate and think on the things of God. There's another thing about art, too, is that art allows people to communicate on multiple levels and with a wide range of levels of understanding and with a wide range of cultural differences. For example, let's just take one from the Bible, the book of Amos. If you look in the second chapter of Amos, you hear phrases like, for three transgressions of Moab and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof. And that says that over and over again. And you can read that without knowing anything, hardly about the symbolic nature of numbers in the Bible. And you know that the Lord's going to punish Moab. But, and then a little, maybe 10 years later or something, when you begin to understand the symbolism of numbers in the Bible, you begin to understand that seven is that number of completion, and it brings a whole nother layer of meaning into that verse. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Moab and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof. You begin to understand that bowl of iniquity is complete. It's full. The Lord's been patient. He has tried to let things, he's tried to give them all the chances he possibly could, and that bowl of iniquity is full, and now the punishment is coming. So you have that additional layer of understanding that you get. And another important thing about art is that art is the true form of worship is an artistic worship. I didn't say it's good. I didn't say it's perfect. I didn't say it was world class. What I said was, is that art is the true mode of worship. If you look in the 28th chapter of Exodus, and it lists all the folks making garments and woodworking and all the artisans worshiping God with their craft. In fact, there are a couple of guys, they're even specified by name, that the Spirit of God was going to empower them in the ability to do woodworking and what have you, because that was what God wanted for worship. Isaiah 42:10 says, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let's think for a second about poetry in particular. Oh, if you only could get a feel for how much of the Bible is poetry from the English language, and you can't. All of the Psalms, every last one of them, is poetic. They are poetry. Formal Hebrew poetry, every last one of them. And if you start reading the prophets, and how much of the prophets that you read is prose from the English Bible, much of that is actually poetry. Then you have the New Testament examples. For example, many scholars suggest that Colossians 1:15 through 20 is an adaptation of an early hymn. That's the verse that says, "Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven." And also, too, a lot of the Greek scholars believe that Philippians 2:15 through 11 is also poetic in nature. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Let me leave you with this one final thought, or this one reiterate one final statement to you. Art, when it's done in the right way, glorifies Christ and doesn't glorify anybody else. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time for us to be together, Lord. We pray your blessings on each and every one of our listeners today, and we pray your anointing on each and every one of them. Lord, we pray your Holy Ghost strengthening on each and every one of them. And if they've turned their back on you, Lord, we pray your Holy Ghost conviction be upon them and draw them back. And Lord, if they've never known you, we pray your Holy Ghost conviction on them, that you would bring them. You would bring them to that point of salvation, to where they would realize that they're lost in their sins and ask you to come into their life. In your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. For the past 15 minutes, you've been listening to The Gospel Mailbox. The Gospel Mailbox is a question and answer program. If you'd like to contact The Gospel Mailbox, you may write us at P.O. Box 2364, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37409. That's P.O. Box 2364, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37409. Call us at 423-544-0623. The Gospel Mailbox is the radio voice of the Tennessee Sunjudo Crusade Team, the Sanctified Slam Poetry Contest, and the Barabbas Project Music Group. Check us out on the internet, www.gospelmailbox.org. You can download some great essays and some free music. Tune in again next time for The Gospel Mailbox, right here on this station.